We're just talking about, again, a replacement FBO. One day my lease expires and there might be another FBO there. You don't want to make all this investment in your airport for smaller aircraft, and then, I mean, believe me, a lot of FBOs would love to just sell jet fuel. But in fact, if you did it that way, if you did it where there's only jet fuel to be sold, there'd be guys probably interested in doing that. There's no profit in selling 8 gallons of avgas to some rental plane. So,
well, it's sad. That's the perspective. I don't know
that market. Perspective that you're suggesting. I don't know if that's the best for
fuel
making
sales.
All this investment in the airport.
Well, that's I didn't know that. Well, I was just sitting there trying to minimize regulations in general.
Yeah. What about saying that if jet fuel seems to be where the profit's at, what about saying that any FBO must at least sell 100 FBS? The jet fuel seems like the market's going to drive the person to try to get the biggest production.
So a minimum standard would be to sell.
Since what we're doing
is minimum standards.
Yeah.
Does everybody
like Gary says? It's 6 gallons versus 600 every time a jet comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I want to put diesel or a jet A out there. But wait a minute, to do that, you also got to have avgas to support the general aviation, the smaller guy.
So the minimum
is not the most profitable,
right?
But
the minimum is you have to sell avgas, which over then if you want the higher, the more lucrative market. Which is what you'd be shooting for to begin with. It's like, I only have to sell one fuel. I'll sell jet fuel. Oh, I got to sell avgas first. That overcomes the two-tank rule and all that stuff and keeps it very simple.
Yeah, and again, I'm just saying as the body that's, we're representing airport ownership.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we spend quite a bit of money on just the GA type, just the smaller types of airplanes.
Right.
And it would be, we want someone to sell avgas to those. Otherwise, that's going to be just.
So then the rule should say that it should must sell avgas.
Yeah.
So is there consensus then at least avgas, okay, for the grade or the types? How about the amounts? One of the reasons for specifying an amount is, you know, how long is it going to last? You know, that you've got fuel that's going to take you through, you know, the
weekend
from delivery to delivery. 10,000 feet, I mean, Garrett has set that standard already. You know, do you want to just continue?
That's tanker loads. That's why you got to do tanker loads.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the only really,
you
only
can't
buy the stuff.
If you don't get tanker loads, I don't even know if they deliver split tankers for jet and avgas.
Down here, where we are, it'd be really tough, but somebody might.
Okay, so 10,000?
Well,
6,000 is a tanker.
Well, not for avgas. We get
8,000.
Okay.
So the other part that we haven't talked about, it, I guess we have, but this implies that they have a storage facility at the airport that you're not recommending that, you know, another FBO be able to drive his fuel truck here.
Right.
Which I think that's
not a good idea. Yeah, I don't know. That's
I mean, so Dover does that for Dover Down, but
they have to have it has to be a fixed based operation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would cover the tanks, have to be a fixed base as well.
A 10,000-gallon tank.
Minimum 10,000-gallon storage.
Well, it's 10 because...
Just do 10,000-gallon storage, minimum.
Well, that's too
you far. Can't use... The rule is you can only use, 90% of your tank capacity. There has to be a buffer.
Right.
What is that, Jeff? That's some industry... Is that a fire
marshal
rule?
Yeah, because it's
sanctioned.
Well, I know what it is, but...
So
you
can
only fill up to 80% because of expansion.
Fire marshal might have made up this rule. I don't know.
Right.
Made it up.
And then the drain tube, the suction tube, is off the bottom, which is another 10%. So really, you only have about 70% of that tank that you can use.
Yeah.
But you know, it's easy enough by just saying a 10,000-gallon equivalent tank.
I think that's how they sell them anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that, even though you're going to put 7,000 to 8,000 in that tank, it's still the liquid capacity of that tank is 10,000.
That's a fire marshal rule, isn't it?
10,000.
Yeah.
So maybe that should say at least one 10,000-gallon tank for each type of fuel sold, mm-hmm. and then a minimum